So what he does over here, he based himself on a marshal. The marshal, both in Shuvas and in Yom Shel Shlomo, divides the sugya into four topics. And the four topics are, so the first paragraph in page Kufayin Bey is page 180 of the Tshuva. He starts off with the first paragraph. At the end of the paragraph, he says that the four topics are Hefker, Mitzia, Hefker and Mitzia, which is one, Mahapich, Tircha, and Pasuk L'Chayusin. So the four topics are the Bechoz Rashi and the Reino Tam. Does a halacha of Mahapich apply to Hefker and Mitzia? The second topic is Mahapich, only Mahapich B'Chorora. Third topic is Tircha, in a case where a person generated something through his efforts, you're allowed to take it away from him. The fourth topic is Pasuk L'Chayus. So those are the four areas which the Marshal divides up the halacha into, those four areas. So he takes them, then he goes through them one by one. So in the second paragraph, so the Shem HaRishon is Hefker Mitzia, which that's Mechlokes Onion Hapa B'Charor in a case of Hefker Mitzia. So you saw that with Mechlokes Rashi and the Reino Tam. Rashi said that the halacha of Onion Hapa B'Charor, where he's attempting to get it, applies to a case where of Hefker. And Rashi said that we go into the din of being a Rasha. Reino Tam says, no, since there's nothing else available, that's not called Rishus, you weren't currently, you don't want to take it. Where's the rishus? Where it's possible to get it somewhere else. So go, why you're taking mine, go somewhere else. But if this is the only one available, you're allowed to take it. And that's the Reino Tam Shita. He goes through the few rayas of the Reino Tam, which we're not going to get involved in. But the Maisa of the Psak Halacha is for the most part, it's like the Reino Tam. Now he says an interesting thing. Turn to page 182. The bottom right paragraph, in the Rashbam, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra, which, to our minds, at first glance, sounds very difficult to understand. Okay, which we didn't do this Gemara. Can't do everything. So the Gemara says that the following halacha. The Gemara says that by goy, that kesef is not kaisa. So Mor brings Amar Huda Mashmuel Nichsev the Chacham Reihin Ke Midbor. That means they're like they're Hefker. Kol Masav Ben Zocha Ben. So what happened like this? Amar Chachamim is Kimat Azuzal Yodei Istalikle. Giving him the money removes the guy's ownership on the character. But Yisrael Akani Ad Demotzis Shtar LeYodei. But the Yisrael is the only kind of when the Shtar gets in between. So the Yisrael goes over to the guy and gives the guy money. So the guy is no longer the owner, but Yisrael is not the owner either. So if another Jew at that point in time walks in and takes the karka, he's kind of the karka. Okay? Doesn't sound fair, right? Doesn't sound fair, right?
Why wouldn't he make sure to have a star before giving over the money?
The Reino Tam learns this Gemara that since it's Reka Hefker, and Reino Tam says by Hefker, there's nothing on him half of a Chorora, so it's mutter to do this. Not only is it kind of work, but it's mutter to do it. That's what Reino Tam learns. The Rashbam says, no, it works, but it's not mutter to do it. Right? Which sounds like along the lines of Rashi, right? On the other hand, Rashi's case was a little bit different, because Rashi's case where the person didn't generate this Hefker. I found some Hefker in the street. So Rashi is taking it beyond the Rashbam. The Reino Tam says it's mutter. The Rashbam says in a case where you generate the Hefkers, certain sense, it's you have first rights to it. And Rashi says even in a case where there was Tam Hefker in the street, that Onim Hapa Charor applies and it's rishus to do it. So he says, the Fizek Gimel Machloik is underlined in the bottom. So there's three different opinions. The Rashi feel Tavar Lo Yov Vuzuzi, Lo Rishim Lo Hasheni. Nobody paid anything yet. It's all Hefker. Isbe Mishum Mahapik B'Chororah. Rashbam Dafka Echad Yoiv Harishon Yoiv Zuzi. So the Jew paid for it. He generated it. So Avagad Hashem Yizachem Hefkerah, because it's a Hefker to the Jew, the first Jew. The only case where there's a din of rishus is A, it's not hefker, and B, you can get it somewhere else. Well, I can't get it somewhere else. There's not a rishus at all to do that. So that's what this is a marik. Of course, this is a marik, says the three shitas rishana. What's the advantage, the point of the Rashbam of the fact that he gave money? So the Marik doesn't say what the point is. Then he says, Aval Marshal Pirish Mishum Hebseder Shal Rishon, it's because he's losing money. Okay? It's the point, he's losing money. So he says in the next paragraph, I don't understand why we have to say that that's the reason. The Chareb Mishit is, Hoyinir Lelei Merbala Mishum Seder the Rishon, Mishum Shal Rishon Himsei Hefker Hazeh. It's not because the first guy's losing money, the way the Marshal understands the Rashbam. I let out money. I'm losing my money. No. But why is there hefker in this world? Because of me. Because I gave him the money. It's why he's mistalik himself from the goy removed himself from the karka because he got the money. So I generated the hefker. So I have a rights to it. Why doesn't the marshal say the explanation? It's not because of the loss of the first person, but rather because I generated it. That's his question. And he says in the next paragraph that actually the Rebbeinu Peretz brings us from Rebbeinu Meir of Yishol Rebbeinu Tam. The Tosis says, our Tosis over here brings Tosis Reish Perak Omer. Tosis, the beginning of the over here in Kedushin, says this story from the Rebbeinu Meir that the case of the Mitzudas Dogim. Why isn't there a sort of there Onim Habib Bechoror? It's Hefker, and therefore I'm allowed to take it because he learns the Pshat is that I set up this food over there and I entice them. Shai generated the fish being here, so there's no din of it's Hefker. You're allowed to take it. Because I made it. So that's Mamash Nisora. I generated the fish here, so that's also to do. So why does Marshall say the point of here is because of loss? Why does he say the point is because I generated the business, the hefker? But the Rebbeinu Tam, the Rebbeinu Meir, it says at the end, and it was umlosu bekach. He adds in this case where he generated it, was also only a problem because the mice said, this is my business, I'm a fisherman. So what do you need a fisherman for? What do you mean the fisherman argument? I'm not a fisherman, but I got the fish here. So I brought the fish here, you have no right to take my fish. So that's his problem. He says the terrorists on this, at the end of the paragraph on page 183, end of the first paragraph, Mikol Malchum Gamhu Loi Omer El Mimisha Nasa Bekach Abba Inyanachar Loi Omru Vatsarach Tam Loma. So why is this that? Why isn't this argument that I generated it enough to say that nobody else can take it? Everybody with me?
Not really.
Okay, so the Rashbam came along and set up a case over there in Bava Basra. So I gave the money to the goy. As soon as I give the money to the goy, he's mistalik. So he's no longer the owner. Now it's hefker. Somebody else wants to swoop in and take the karka from me, the Rashbam says you can't do it. You're a rush if you do it. It works, but you're a rush if you do it. But only in a case, because the case guy gave the money. The Mashal comes along and says, what's the sore on the Rashbam? Because it's a loss to me. I laid out money, so it's a loss to me. So somebody says, I understand, why don't you say the reason why the problem is not because it's a loss, the problem is because I made that hefker. It belonged to the guy, I can't take it. Once I gave money, so now he was mafker it. So the reason why it's hefker is because of me. I generated the hefker. I have a right to it. And that was the surah that the Rebbeinu Meir said that if I brought the fish here, even though they're hefker, but I brought them here, you can't take them. Right?
The goy making it hefker or mamela tefling?
The process that when he accepts the money, he says, I've accepted the money. I'm no longer the owner. He's mistalik, we get receiving the money, the Gemara says. So, but even the Rebbeinu Meir only says this word, if I brought the fish there and a person who's umlos bekach. I'm a fisherman, that's my business. But if I'm going fishing on one Sunday afternoon for and I want to and I bring a few fish in, you're allowed to take it. I brought the fish there. So he's trying to understand why isn't that an argument. Marshall didn't use that argument, he said the problem of hefsid. Even the Rebbeinu Meir didn't say that Sevora in the case where it's not he's the umnus. Why isn't that a good swore? The fact that I generated it, why doesn't it give me first rights to it? He says, similarly, we'll see later on, the Marshal has his third group, it's called Tircha, Mashal, when I generated, I mean, that's the Mamash Suara. But the Mashal says it's only an argument of Tircha of the person that he's really, really exerting tremendous effort. The case of Oni Menachem Rosh Hashanah, he climbs up to the top of the tree, he's endangering his life, then you can't touch it. So this guy climbs up to the top of the olive tree, starts throwing down olives, and you say, but he wasn't quite into a king or whatever. Now, I'm not the one to catch him, the guy olives, you know, like, yeah, great, thank you, you know, the mercy, you can't do that. Gezel mi rabbonim. Even though he wasn't trying him, he's shaking the tree, not doing a real kinyan, but you can't do it. The Marshal, why? Because it's a sakana. Why do you need a sakana? I mean, why are the olives coming down to the ground? Because of me, you know. Right? So all of these, all three places, you see the same argument, that we don't use the argument of, I created it as an argument.
He said the only reason you can't do it in that case is because of a sakana?
Because he endangered his life to do it. So Chazar Masak, it is not that situation, he endangered his life, it's you can't touch it. So he wants to know why all three, he doesn't understand. See, he says a teretz, which, okay, listen, it's a fact, you know, it's more like, you know, now that you tell me that's a fact, so that must be the Hesber. You see the aside of that benefiting from somebody else's tircha, that there's a Gemara which says that it's mutter, that it works. If I generate something, so he says a fascinating line over here. Dor beis mutar fila chachila. So what's his dor beis mutar fila chachila? That's the halacha of zenhenes elachaser. When the definition of chaser means moment. So I'm getting anything. You didn't lose anything. If you didn't lose any money, zenhenes elachaser. Some sources says that's mutar chachila. Now the more is never mashma. That's mutar chachila. More is mashma that you know I don't have to pay for it. Then say it's mutar. But the some sort of saying that from this, you see that that's called mutar l'chatchila. Zenhenes l'chaser means you have a house which is up for you, which you're not renting it out right now. No, and I'm not going to cause any damage, any loss by moving in. The worst is you do because people live there, you cause damage. The worst is, let's say, wouldn't theoretically there'd be no damage, any loss to the property by me moving in. You're not renting it out anyway, so I'm allowed to move in. According to some sort of, I'm allowed to move in and live there, and not pay you anything for it. Because there is no chasar. Since then he brings a different gemara, which is mashi, even a case where there is tircha involved. As long as there's no financial chasarin, you're allowed to do it. So that's what Marshall said. The pshat and Rashbam was there's a financial chasar. The guy's he paid the goy for the karka. So that's a financial chasar. That's a kinezet and a chasar. That you can't do. Kinezet and a loy chasar. You're not losing tircha. Tircha doesn't count for this purpose. That's his mechadish. That's what you have to say. Okay. So this creates a din of take a look at on page 183, the top left paragraph. So the Marshal brings Mashal Marshal refers to Mordechai. Now. I can't tell you that I know the exact translation of the word Marufia, because I don't. Marufia was a relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew, where the non-Jew would give all of his business, his money lending, etc. So let's say you have a duke, a prince, whatever it was, you know, he had his Jew that he did all of his business with. And I want to come in there and, you know, entice him away from that Jew, he should do business with me. So some say that some person held that was Osir. So the person held that was Mutter. So that's called Don and Din Marufia means that you say that he has a right to it and you can't touch it. Ain Don and Din Marufia means that somebody else is allowed to come in and entice him away. So the Marshal says, because Nixar Miyam Harehem Kehefker, he quotes this Gemara Baba Basra. It's Hefker. There's no ownership on the guy's property. By Hefker, it's not available somewhere else. It's like, listen, hey, go to the duke down the street. Well, there's no duke down the street. You know, this is the guy in the neighborhood. You know, this is the man. This is the man.
Do you know that the person,
that
you know that there's a Jew doing the business for
you? Yeah, we know. Yeah, okay. Everybody knows in town. Yeah. So next time, recommend board. So that's how he understood the Mordechai said pshat else because of Hefker, and you need this sort of. Says, what's the comparison? Over there, you actually paid money, and the guy is mamash mafker is nechasim. What's the point over here of hefker? I mean, we're talking about his money; he owns it. What's the hefker point? He says what it means is. So you see where the arrows coming from the side. My time of Rehim came in. What's the pshat is? Why is it called hefker? Until I get to Shtar, I don't trust you. Because, you know, who knows what they'll do. So if that's true by Karka, which you paid, it's not called yours until you have a Shtar. Just because I have a kirvah to him tomorrow, I'll throw me out. You know, I mean, you know, there's no relation. The relationship doesn't have to continue in the future. You can't rely on that business. Therefore, it's not called. You have it already. Therefore, somebody else is getting him in a hefker. And he says, so I don't understand. You don't have it yet because the fact that God gave you business last year doesn't mean he'll give you business this year. Fine. Why should it's all nachar. You're going to give him some presents. You're going to be mishachet him. So it's not like you're getting hefker. You're putting money. You're putting tircha in to get it. Kulai v'ulai. And even then, who says you're going to get it from him? It's good. If you're laying out money, go to the different town. The next town over and lay out the money over there. Why are you doing it over here? So I don't understand why that's mutter. But that's how he blibes that there is such a shita. That's important to remember because Ramah brings both shitas.
So saying that should be like Ani Mahapit Bechara?
That should be like Ani Mahapit Bechara in a case where it's a balabais, which Rabbeinu Tam says is also. Even though you don't have it yet, but for me, I could go. If it's a question of the effort I have to put in, I can do this somewhere else. I don't have to do it over here.
And that's why it's not like, what about Rav Gittel?
What
wasn't it the same thing that he didn't know, but somebody else was trying to acquire something, and
right,
and he just kind of swept in and took it, and then
right. So the Morris said it was Osir, but he didn't know about it. But had he known about it, would have been Osir to do. Okay, mahapech is Hashem Hasheni. The second category is mahapech. Now, before Hashem did elul the kriyas rosh, below lo dan elav, you can't force him to give it back. But he's called a Rosh. So if that's a case where if you've caused him to lose the business, etc., that's going to be, it goes into this thing. Now, comes a written. So why do they call him a Rosh? The Mor says the Lashon of Avrayan is usually the Lashon they use. Shirley Carly Avrayan, you can call him a person who does a virus. Why a Rosh? See, he brings a Gemara. This is really a side point why he's called a Rosh. He brings a pasuk. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Which a person didn't take somebody else's wife. Chazal said, what does that mean? Shalayor l'um l'schaver. You didn't go take somebody else's business. I didn't interrupt somebody else's business. So I mean, the Torah saw it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. The pasuk says that the relationship of a person to his business is that's his source of livelihood, etc. So that's like his isha. In the sense that he's married to that, and you're taking it away from him. I didn't do that. That was a chashimus. The next pasuk is Sidka Sadik Olav Tiyah. That person will get Sidka Sadik, Rishas of Rosha Olav Tiyah, and if not, he'll have the Rishas of the Rosha. So you see, the pasuk calls him a Rosha. Now that was a case of Yor Lumnus. The pasuk you said Lachamer Tvei. That was a case. Your mama took away his livelihood. So this is Ani Mahapeh Charora. So is it a comparison? So, but according to Tosis, at least the case of Umla shall hefker mehapa becharor shall sirish shavim heim kamiluch b'divre Tosis. She called the Rosh. Adkan the word of uvedivre pi chacham chein kishma kapshat. Okay, so she says the imam is called the Rosh. You have a full status of a Rosh. Okay, so now comes the Maram. The next paragraph down. The case of the Merufi Shal Yisrael, Ein Yisrael L'chaver L'fayis L'shachta, you shouldn't come and appease the goy and bribe the goy, Kelaf Kim, you shall take it away from that Jew. He brings the pasuk by Shaul, that he killed the Gibranim. How did he kill the Gibranim? He didn't kill the Gibranim. He took away their Parnasa by killing the Noivir Kahanim, and they had no way to get, they used to work for Noivir Kahanim, so they had no Parnasa. That's called that he killed them. So this would be the same thing. You take away his Parnasa, it's like you killed somebody. So that's why the Mor calls him a Rasha. So he says it's definitely also to do. So he says like this. So he says, this is the case of Bar Mavua. So the end of this paragraph, top left on page 184. The end of that first paragraph, top paragraph, he says, he says that Bar Mavua can set up business to go to the goy and take him actively away from you. Suppose the guy's walking in, I'm advertising. We're going to go to the goy and actively take him away. That's called rishus. So even though you don't pass him like Rav Huna, a shame rasha you're going to get. So we pass Rav Huna by the Yeshua. That Bar Mavua can't stop it. It doesn't mean you call it tzaddik. It means halachically you're allowed to do it. Halachically it works, but a shame rasha you're going to get.
Well, I mean, even in the case of Gemara, though, the case of Rav Huna bar Yeshua, you're not going to call it rasha. It's only the specific case, like Ruby said, you're not advertising. You're going in specifically and stealing business.
That was the Rashba. That.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like what the top of the Rashba.
Right. Okay. So take a look at he like Harry first us at the bottom. So on the bottom of that column, we have three types of yard lumnus. Aleph bar masa achrina, a person from a different city. Lo shapar karki is not paying any taxes. The moitzi b'dayonim, where the head of shuvas masas binyamin simon zayin chav. So if a case is bar masa achrina, I can force him to give it back to me. I can go to Bezin and force him to give it back to me. And the yard lumnus the dami liyav v'sira the filler bar masa didei moitzi b'dayonim. And the case of yav v'sira, the case of the dogim also, I can force him to give it back. That's one. Bays is Yarad Umlis Kain Maruf Yashach of Yisrael. The case there was Yarad Umlis in the case of Maruf Yisrael, I'm going and convincing him. Tavi Rak Rosha. I can't force him to pay, but he has status of a Rosha. The Avashad of Shalachri Nami behind the Hak the Sav Perak Nisrofin. And number three, this should be number three, whether Mibar Mavua Diday, Bar Mavua, Bar Dewa Diday, that the Mutra Filachatila. And that's the more in Marcus that David says that so that's so in a case where I'm not actively swooping in and mom is taking it away from him, I'm just setting up a shop, I'm allowed to, meaning not to do it. Okay, number three, page 185. That's the Gemara, which is the Gemara in Gittin, the end of the fifth parak, that the Oni is shaking off the aloes from the tree. We said some Tircha is mutter. He doesn't mean to say I'm taking benefit of your work, because we said before that's mutter to do that. It has to be something close to the concept of sakana, and that already asks somebody else to take such a thing. If it's hard to give an exact definition of where do you draw the line, what's called kain sakana, that's aser. That's up to the judge, but the mice, we can't force him to pay back. This is also to do. It's Isser Gomer. It's not just a Russian. It's an Isser Gomer. The Bezdin will not be able to force him to pay back. Next paragraph. In the case of Hefker, Hefker is mutter. And they didn't stop that, even though there was tzirich involved. As long as it's not your business, like the case of the Reno Meir's Pshat, the case of the fish, and that's my Iker Chiyus, Chazal didn't stop me. But you can go somewhere else. Well, you can also go somewhere else. But since I was here first, the second one's called the Rush. Because why are you going over here? Then he says, skip down to the dot. That's your business. It's my business. You can't tell me to go pick up and do my business somewhere else. I'm here already. That's called, like you're being Pesach L'Chiyuse, Ksas, Filah HaVeshen and Hefter, Shal Yochol Limsa Mokamach, you can't get anywhere else, is also called the Rasha. In that situation, the region goes first. And if he does a lot of Tircha, that's the case of Oni Menachem Rosh HaZayis, and that's Isser Gomer. So if it's a lot of Tircha, it's Oni Menachem Rosh HaZayis. It's a little bit of Tircha, and you can get it somewhere else. Or it's my business, you call the Rasha. If it's Tircha, and you can't get it somewhere else, and it's not your business, it's Mutter Gomer. Yeah? So far, so good?
You can't get it somewhere else.
If you cannot get it somewhere else, even if I put some tirch into it, so the other person is allowed to do it. He says it's me. It's not do, but I'm allowed to do it. Okay. The third, the last group is pasuk Hashem Revi Yaradim Nasi. Imam is taking away your chiyus. This is the top paragraph on page 185, left column. Yerdum Nosa, I'm going into your business. The Kharnir, the Kalanga Binyan Zah Osim Raisa with Gazal Gomer Homina Tar. It's Mamash Gazal Gomer. Kekos the Masas bin Yamin. He says in Dina Gimel, which is Tircha, he says it's only Gazal Mirabanan. And he has with the Yanim. Shubba Din Ravi, which is Yarlumnis, Hichlet Shu Gazal Gomer, we have to be the Yanim, it's Gazal the Raisa. So if I take away something which you have full rights to, and this is your panosa, I've done Gezel Gomer, and I can actually force you to give it back. That's how the Masas Ben Yom understands. He said later on that paragraph, underlined, it's not the rice, it's the rabbanon. Okay. If it's the rice, what's the source that's the rice? Next paragraph. It's a pasuk. It says that the Moshe Rabbeinu appointed judges, and they will judge ben ochiv ben gero. So Rashi over there brings from Chazal Sifri Meloshen Ger Bedorimoy Al Iskedira. They've seen a right to put a rechayim there. Says that's what it's talking about. It's talking about that's the pasuk is talking about this concept that Bezin will judge when you have a right to put in a competition. That's part of the living process of people. So he after brings all the psukim, I underline how does it make sure that the country functions? That's part of Chachma Yisrael. So the dinner of the Ramavu, Nishtana Begarla, Masher Hoya Kesel, Shurmalad Masam, Va'armon, Amishpota Yeshiv, is different than the way we were when Kleisel was sitting in Eretz Israel and the Mikdash was there. Come on, Nidan Lit, Rishus Lachachme, Ashas, Lodun, Benishli, Geroy, Penamar, Hokulaz, Nasadin, Tara, Begazel, the Raisa. But once they set it up, this is the system, so even though it's changed a little bit, that's not going to take away the din. So that's it. It's a derisa. Bibsika halacha, next page 186, down that mandal shech v'karga the halacha ma'akonol. If somebody doesn't pay taxes over here, you can kick the guy out. Now, what's the sword? What's the word of karga? The shech v'karga of the malchus, sochem e'melech ha'mokum. It's like I'm renting right to be here. So I'm getting all the rights of being a citizen over here, the advantages of a citizen. That's what I've taken. I've taken the schus in. Ten rishos the mishen and mishalim mischiras the malchus. The solomon malchim mischiras the kapech benasim shalelus. You have the right to come in and take out the benefits that this property is giving when I paid for the benefits of the property. Well, the garbi mishen soccer bias mechaveroi shol tzchuy shaloi ben lachem rishos boy. I rented a house, so you can't move in. I rented the rights to live here and get the benefits of this place. See, it's a fascinating thing over here on the side, the next paragraph, or the end of that paragraph on the top column. That's the laws of Kadeshim. So we don't do this nowadays because we don't divide Kadeshim. It's the Geah, the Gabi, Bali Tefillah, Dami for the Amid. So there's a halacha called the Toshav and Areyach. That the person who's a local has rights for davening and for Kaddish over an Areyach, a guest. So where does that come from? I mean, I'm paying dues. What am I paying dues for? I live here. I pay for the rights to live in the city and whatever the benefit, or I live in the, I pay rights to, I'm a member of the shul. I pay for the shul. So, what am I getting out of it? That, you know, I'm getting out of it that I have what the shul has to offer me. What's that? It has a, if I'm on a chiv, I have a place to daven.
So someone's a chiv and a yard site, the
chiv
will come first?
Mikra then the chiv goes first, unless it's a minigun shul otherwise. Mikra then. That's Mishabu Dine HaKadesh and Shein Lo Erechim HaBoy Mimokam Archus Schiyah Behem Min Adin. They have no schus. That's part of our exclusive. Actually, I think in a good in Baltimore, that's what they pass. A Ben Yudbeis goes before a yard site. Ben Yudbeis Tosha goes before a yard site array. So a guy walks up to the Almud over there, and Ben so he touches, he can throw him off the Almud. He says, you know, I'm a member. Get out. That's what they do. Okay. Now, but he says in the next page, 187, there are two conditions. Aleph bar mavua the nafshei the loy motzi ma'akev hani lo yoyev siyara. We said that the bar mavua, the local, I can't stop him. It's only lo yoyev siyara. Aleph yoyev siyara motzi ma'akev. But the case, more so the case where he was yoyev siyara, but the case of the fish, I can stop him. Now, we're going to go through that. Okay. Now, Varifa Ramah Maloy Hiviu Zadin, they don't mention the Nasiyara Bechlal. So they may behold it's a Dechia Ba'alma. In other words, they say that, you want to bring a Raya to Rav Huna. But says, no, it's no Raya, because over there it's different because it's your Siyara. So maybe you'll tell me that they're holding that wasn't the Maskan of the Gemara. Or Vina Mihak Raya, Grishim Gamliel, we hold it to Rabbanon. The Maisa, even though the Rif and the Ram did not bring it, Kol Poskim Cholkim Bekach. The other Poskim do bring it. Halacha LeMaisa is that it is that Sierra plays a role, and he's going to talk about what that is. But the second Tanai is Hodar Mosa Makrina Meakev Hanu Kol Umna Skutzim Ilam LeTinoikus. When it comes to Ilam LeTinoikus, that already you cannot stop him. Okay. Tanai Rishon, what is that? The Yoyev Siyara. Yesh B'zai Gimel Shittas. There's three Shittas Rishon on how to teach Siyara. Okay, I'm not going to read through all of the everything over here. Okay, the first Shitta is Rashi. Rashi learns that you would put each fish had its heart, and I would put Mazonis there with some type of a trap or something like that. So he's going to come at this heart. So I'm guaranteed that I'm going to get it. So that's considered an halacha as if I got it already. So you're taking some which I have already, and that's also. So even though I don't have my mitzvah there, but since I'm betuch is going to come to me, that's called like you're taking away from me, and it's also. So therefore, go down to the middle of the paragraph. So see, there's a dot in the middle of that paragraph. V'huadin. Yeah? I'm on page 187 in the right column. The paragraph starts with Hatanai Rishon. In the middle of the paragraph, there's a dot. V'hu adin. So now take that idea of Rashi. We're going to have a pisuk below kosher klum. We made up a price in my store. I feel confident he's going to take from me. He said, come out, I can offer you a better offer. So that's the case of Siora, which is Osir.
like a contract.
Even though there was no kinyan, but since I'm confident that he's going to come to me because everything has worked out, we worked out the price. There's nothing stopping it. It's going to happen, and now you take it away. That's us. But the case of the dog, there's nothing. I didn't have any kinyan in him, but I put the mezonos there. He's going to go there. It's guaranteed he's going to come, and you catch him first, and that's us. So I'm taking that he never had a bitachin people will come to him. Bitachin is once he's in. Bitachin means guaranteed, right? Once he's in, and I spoke to the guy, and we discussed the price. I feel bitachin. The guy said, walk into my store, and maybe a little side, go somewhere. I don't know. There's never been such a bituach on that, such a thing. So on that, even though I'm gonna open the store and take it away from you, that's not us. Probably, that's a good probability, and they're not going to come. So according to Rashi, they could is bituach or not. Now, but then he says at the end, he qualifies at the end of the paragraph. He says, "Charlem the Tzila the Rashi the next the top left column, Kima Shahoya, a case of Hoya who Yochid b'Mavi. He had a Rechaim. People have grain; they have to grind it. It's a fact. And I'm the only guy here. Yeshu Shlo Yovoyu Etzlok upon him. Eizat Toichanim. So somebody's going to come to me." So that much I'm batuach that I'm going to get some business. I'm not getting everybody's business. I'm going to get some business. So if you set up in a way where you're going to prevent me from getting any business, then you're taking away what I'm batuach on. I'm batuach on getting the laws of averages will tell me that I can guarantee that any day out of the 100 people who are looking for millers, I get at least 3. And now I'm getting none. So 3 you took away from me. So that's awesome. That would be considered bituach. Okay, that's Rashi's pshat. Shita Beis, skip down left column towards the bottom. Shita Beis, Rambam, Chidushim, the Babas, Machikim, Mitzudos Hadag, Menadag, Ratzalim, Mitzudos Shalzeb. I have a net there. The Rashi's case, I didn't have a net there. I just put some mezonos, and he's going to come back to his hole. And when he comes out this hole, I'm guaranteed to get it, unless somebody would stop it along the way, because he comes home this hole every night. The Ramban has, I had my mitzvah there, and I had bait in the net, and the fish are already inside the net, but I haven't closed the net. So that's mamish. It's mamish in my hands, and then you come and take it out of my net. That's the case of the Ramban according to the Ramban. So that's a madrega. That's where it's also. So, so now, take a look at page 188. So this is going to be the machlokes about Marufia. The Ramban. The Ramban's case, it's mamash in my net. Rashi's like, I put mezonos there. If nothing else happens, he's going to come back to his car at the end of the day, and my mezonos will be there, and I'll take it. But he's still come out in my net yet. But that's called betuach, according to Rashi. Because unless you would come along, it would clearly come home. It would clearly come to me. The Rabban's case is it's much more. It's going to clear. I have it already. So what's Marufia? I'm sorry for the according to Rashi. Marufia is listen. We've been doing business every single year for the last 50 years. I don't have him in my hand because he could always decide not. But the Madrega B'Tochan is driving to the case of Rashi. So according to Rashi, that case is Osir. According to Rabban, that case is Mutter. Okay. So, Rashi said the case of Yerav Yisrael was that here's this car, here's his hole where he sleeps at night, and I'm going to put Mazonis there in front of the thing, and then catch him with that. So, he's not there right now. But the nature is he comes back to his car every single night. And when he comes, he's going to see the food, he's going to eat it. And so that's called Ampatuach, I'm going to get it. So if you catch it beforehand, that's awesome. According to Ramban, the case was like, I have my net spread, and there's something to entice him into the net. He's in the net. And you come and grab it out of the net. So, and that's where it's awesome. With Rashi's case, it'd be mutter, according to Ramban. So my rufya is that I've been doing business with a guy for the last 15 years. So logic in the case is to come back to me. Unless somebody else will come and woo him away. So according to Rashi, that's called Batuach enough. Since he's about to come to me, that would be awesome to do. According to Ramban, I don't have him in my hand because the guy can do whatever he wants. That's in Caesar the guy. So Mela Marufya would be mutter, according to Ramban. Okay. The Shita Gimel is the Shita Ribbon Magash, the Rimagash. So you're here like this. So Dogim Shulchim Shluchim Uborchim Imachim Metzudas. It's a wild case. I don't ask me the Metzias how it happens. He shows it to the case of the fish of Rabbi Berachon. Rabbi Berachon, more has a got it later on about Basar. Rabbi Berachon has some wild stories over there. You ever read the book Juggler and the King? It's all based on the Gadat of Rabbi Rechon, some wild, very, very intelligent fish, and you know, fighting with ships and stuff like that. Anyway, it's that type of fish. So this fish, he has underlings who he checks out. He has a place he wants to go. He always needs to get to that place. Before he does anything, he sends underlings. They get caught in the nets. He doesn't go. And otherwise, he does go. Like, you know, and they come back and give him a report. You know, they'll come back at a certain time. So these fish, you know, he realizes he shouldn't go. Okay. So I have, the fish is there, and he's going to come here. And he's ready to go, and you come and put your net in the middle, thereby disturbing the area, he's not going to come anymore. Right? So it's not even the point that so much that you got it, is because he was going to go from here to here, and I had my net set up over here, so I would have caught him. But you put, by putting my net in the middle... Not even intercepted. You made him not want to. He won't leave his place because he knows there's nets in the middle. Because he has his spy system reporting on him that there's nets in the middle. So I have it all set up that I'm going to catch him all the way at the end. Meanwhile, he doesn't travel because there's these nets in the middle, which gets him very nervous, and he decides not to travel. That's how Rabbi Magash explains the case. Okay, I'm not Rekroy for the level of intelligence of fish. Apparently, there are very intelligent fish out there, according to Rabbi Magash. The science that they found the very intelligent fish, you know, nowadays with the dolphins, you know, for all I know, is a Rimagash already. Anyway, okay. What?
Called dolphins
dogging? Yeah, so I don't know. Dolphins are very, you know, so he has his spy system. So he says, okay, so what's the point? So the point is, why is that case more austere than every other case? You don't have it yet. He says that the case was Paska the Chiyus of the Gamri. The fish won't come at all, and I need that fish for my Chiyus. Whereas the Rechaim, they will come. It's going to Mimayat it. So the main point is limiting my pranosa or stopping my pranosa totally. It's not so much the... Now that's a little bit difficult. Because remember, Rav Huna said the Taina was Pasat the Chiyusoy. And we're saying we have a right to Rav Huna. We're saying, no, it's not right, because over there it's Pesat L'chiyu Soy. Yeah, sure, that's what Rav Huna's title was. Right? You know, what's the more is L'chiyu? The more is I have a right to Rav Huna, from the case of Mechikim Mitzvah Hadag Minadag. You see, Pesat L'chiyu Soy is a good time. The more says, no, it's not. Because over there it's Pesat L'chiyu Soy. It means you're agreeing, Pesat L'chiyu Soy is a good time. So how'd you slug up the right? Are you with me? When the more said, Rav Huna said, there's a time that your guy moves in, you're damaging my pranos. You're stopping my chiyus. More said, I have a raya. It's a mishnah or a braisa. You can't do it. It's a raya to Rav Huna. But says, no, that's different. That's a case of where there's siyara, right? The siyara, whatever it means. Now, but according to the Rimagash, what's the word of siyara? Pasat the chiyusoy. You're stopping my pranos. Yeah, that's exactly what Rav Huna said. So we're saying Rav Huna is not right, he's wrong. But over here it's different, because over here it's Satan Dechir, so Yishkayach. That's Rav Huna's point. Well, how'd you shlug it up? According to Rav Magash. So you have to say it means like this. What the Mor was saying is there's a difference between the case of the Rechayim wasn't the same level. Rav Huna used the lashon Pesach Dechiyusoy, but really it's not Pesachta, it's Pachsi Dechiyusoy. You're limiting my pronosis. And Rosh says, but Mitzvah Sadag, you're totally stopping my pronosis. That's no good. That you can't do.
Is there a
Gersa? He doesn't say, he just says that you have to be Doicha, that's the Pshat. Then he says, it comes like this, means even though the fellow didn't even get he didn't get the fish either. But if he stopped me from getting the fish, right, he stopped my Chiyus Lagamri, even though he didn't get any benefit out of it, he's also Aser. Comes out of Kardari Magash. Because by putting the nets in the middle, no, the fish didn't travel at all. So nobody got the fish. But you caused me not to get what I'm supposed to get. And that's all. And that's us. Okay. He says, I still don't understand the Messiah exactly, according to Rima Gash. What was the plan? I had my net over here, which he was guaranteed to come into. So it means he wasn't smart enough to escape my net. But the net's in the middle, his spy system worked. Why did spy system fail him by the last net? So then he doesn't understand the Matzias, you know, okay? But I guess you can't ask Kashas on, you know, the Rima Gash exactly how that works. Okay, now, comes along from page 188, and brings the base. Here's a quote to Avi Yosef. So you saw the Avi Yosef in the Mordechai. What was the case? It was closed off at three ends. Only one side was open to come into. And one fellow lives all the way in the back. And Shimon wants to live in the front over there and open up his business, his store. And no koina will ever go to the back because always going to come to Shimon first, thereby affecting Reuven's chiyus. So we also said you could stop him, like Rav Huna said. Now, the Beis Yosef said, L'chari pas like Rav Huna. And we pass like Rav Huna, but Yeshua, that is mutter. So Beis Yosef said, we don't pass like Avi Yosef. So the observer wants to say, clearly Avi Yosef didn't mean to say like Rav Huna. Because he passed like Rav Huna, Matzarch Lerach Hazet. He says, like, in such a case, if the point is, Rav Huna says it's Usser, why do you have a case that's closed on three sides? Because Rav Huna means even not like that, it's Usser. Near the Yachalakim will love, I mean, like, see, he means Rav Huna Reshua, there's might in that case. Shalos, where did that come from? He says like this. So he wants to be Mechalik, why did Rav Huna cop in a case of Rechai? This is on page 189 of this, and the first paragraph on the right column. The first full paragraph on the right column. So he said, why do you chop on a Rechaim? Because Rechaim make a lot of noise. So, like, I mean, those that didn't have big signs about how much you charge, you know, I'm slapping my wheat. I go, see Rechaim, I go in. Right? So, how do you know Rechaim there? What do you mean, how do you know Rechaim there? You see the ground heaving up and down, you hear all the noise, you know Rechaim there. Right? So, if I put my Rechaim on the outer, in such a way that you can't get in, so your mom would be puzzled to use the gum. Okay? You have a store, and you have all of your, and you sit outside in front of the store, and you say, you know, with all of your oranges outside, like, why am I going to go to the next one? I see oranges outside. I come and I see oranges. You're a tailor inside the house, and you have no idea there's a tailor inside the house. Right? So, how am I stopping somebody to go to further down the road? You're further in. So he chops the Afghan Rechaim because that's something which it's so public it entices the people and forces them to come to him, and therefore the other person will never get any business. The case where it's equal, you know, I hear there's a tailor somewhere in the movie. I don't know. I'm not going to first door necessarily. I'll try. I might go further in. I don't know. Somewhere here there's a tailor. You know, they didn't have a number. They didn't have addresses, right? So somewhere in the neighborhood there's a tailor. So I try. So maybe the guy will walk in and knock on the back door before he knocks on the first door. I don't know. So the point of Rav Huna was specifically Rechayim, where you're being Paisik Lechi Yisrael again. He says, Rav Huna read Yeshua's case, that he agrees Paisik Lechi Yisrael Gamri is Osir, even Bar Mavua. He's talking about other omnis, other businesses. That's what Rav Yosef learns, which are not like the Rechayim or Rechayim, or a Mavim of Foolish, where there's two ways to get in. So it's only limiting the Chiyas, not being Paisik Lagam. So there's no Machlekes in Rav Huna, Yeshua, and Rav Huna that he wants to learn in Avi Yosef. Ramah brings Avi Yosef. So Halacha L'maisa, there's a big difference between Paisik L'Chiyusoy and Patsik L'Chiyusoy. Now what does Paisik L'Chiyusoy and Patsik L'Chiyusoy mean? So Marsha says, if you take what's considered the normal level of living, standard level of living for people in the community, if by you opening business you're going to force me below that level, that's called Paisik L'Chiyusoy. You're affecting my chiyus. Even though I'm not going to starve to death, but if you're sending me down below what's considered what's considered normal, and I don't mean, again, I don't think it means, you know, you're moving into the most expensive neighborhood in the city, but what's considered a normal standard of living for people in this greater area, what people need to live on, quote unquote, right? Tell you, what do you need to live on? You know, I need $30,000 a year. I mean, there are people starving to death, and they make $20,000 a year, they're not starving to death, you know. So they end up moving to a different apartment, you know. But that's not mechivet to commercial. That's called pesach lechiyus sorry legamri. And biyosef called avi yosef, and he passed on to avi yosef. He says, based on this, some server holds you pass on to avi yosef. He quotes some server. So the case which he dealt with was a case where there was a shtibel in the neighborhood. So shtibel, the people make shabaros, their membership, and that was the pranos of the rov. Okay, so now they open up a second shtibel. The neighbor wasn't enough people in the neighborhood to support two shtiblach in any, you know, enough that the first person would be able to maintain his pranos. So he says that's also the second one is also he has to close. They can't have a second shtibel in the neighborhood. He says, they taina that there's a gemara that says if I call somebody else a rasha, he's allowed to be yours to my illness. And this Ruv, he used to call him, and he used to get upset and says, Communistim Guyim. So he calls him Communistim Guyim, but they call him in Russia. Maybe they tie him in, therefore they have a right to make it during the Nostra inside a second. That's how people talk. All right, Communistim Guyim, you know, it doesn't mean anything. So he proved that they call him Goyim doesn't mean consider Russia, and Communistim just means the way people talk. That didn't count. So, Mela, you're not allowed to open up the that's from Russia. Interesting, Shuva, the Communistim Goyim part. Communistim Goyim, you know? So he's puzzling like the Avi Yosef, that a case where it's going to go be Pesach L'Chiyusoy, not Pachas, the Pesach L'Chiyusoy, which means go under what's considered a normal standard of living for this place, what people say they need to live, quote, need to live. So that would be also to do. One thing I have to point out, that all this is talking about a business which there's no goyish competition. So, a shul, obviously there's no goyish competition, right? But in case where there's a goyish competition anyway, so me moving in is not going to affect you because there's goyish competition anyway. So, you're going to have to live with that competition whether I open my business or not. Because they're not going to listen to the halacha.
So you're allowed to do.
So then the other person's allowed to move in also. You don't have any reason to stop that. Okay.
Why, like in America, yeah.
Right, but then, Marshall, the places where you would have it is. You live in a city which is predominantly Jewish, and they're more inclined to use a grocery store, a kosher grocery store, a kosher butcher shop, or even any type of restaurants, pizza shops, those type of things. All those clearly are even let's say in Lakewood. Lakewood is the issues of Chabiyos. Anyim Hapa Charora is like counseling. I'm trying to buy a house in the neighborhood. Somebody else counseling us in the house. Those type of issues come up constantly. So I say there's a real estate. Everybody does real estate. They don't go to the Gaza real estate people. They go to the Yiddish real estate people. Right? That's the mentality. So he said, well, it's going to go up any real estate anyway. Nobody's going to go to them anyway. There's one Jewish real estate agent. Everybody uses him. And I can make a second real estate agent. So half of my business goes to him. So, well, there's going to be goyim anyway. Yeah, there are goyim anyway. Nobody's using them. So, you know, could be in that situation, you would have the din of the aviyosef.
Now, as far as, for example, meat, you get frozen, you should eat it, the way it should.
That's true, but at the same time, a butcher, which offers you a lot of different options and cuts, etc., and all these fresh meats and all the different things, there's nobody competing in that.
What about Costco convenience?
I can't, there's no halacha way I can stop Costco from coming in.
Even though we have, whatever, two mom and pop kind of meat stores around here that are owned by Jews.
Right, but we have no power, we could go and petition if you wanted, right? Now, there is a Ramah, this important Ramah, the Ramah says, which he mentions a little bit later on, it says, if the second guy coming in is going to lower the prices, then there's no issue of Hasagas Kvul. Because the first guy's drawing a monopoly, now, if the second guy's going to come in and aggressively lower prices, not in a real way, just to drive him out of business, that's also. But if he's coming in because he's saying, I can, so you can also lower your prices. So you don't want to lower your prices, it's tough luck on you. So I don't know, but competition is good in halacha. Right, so the Rosh said that. So we pass on like that, the Ramah passes that halacha l'maisa. So that has a lot of implications to a lot of these businesses. Where when you have one person there, many times he takes advantage of charging whatever he feels comfortable charging. So competition is good, and that it's better for the tzibur. Now that along, he says this last part over here. He says is that by the case of mikra d'artiki, you can't be ma'ak. You can't stop at another school. So it's lav da'afka mikra d'artiki, which I was going to start from. So he says on page 190. The right column, the paragraph Venera. So now the Gemara says Kinesarf. According to the Peshawar, it says Dafka Mikra Dardiki Yugaris Kinesarf. The Ma'ad Kaimelon who would then call Umne Mitzvahs Ein Ma'akev. Can Ma'ashnu the Nokat Hachat Time of Mishum Kinesarf from Tzvei Mibasharim the Mitzvahs? There's no Kinesarf from the guy with that. Terence says the Girsha is Dilma Osalis Rishule. You know, if I know my pronosis that I'm going to do my job the best as I can. So I'll teach as best as I can. I'll be the best moral that I am. I will be the best cipher that I could be. Whatever it is, it's not love dafka teaching. So when we want them to be as best as they can. So he said, "Near the Chol Melech Hashemayim Dika Lumechash Lis Rishule." Well, Shach Kina Sefrim Terbachachem Ein Lahatir Lahazik Chaveroi. He says, but this is good with the Shaila, how do we garrison the Gemara? But he comes out. That the Mora says, Nechash Dumma Osa Lashashul, and the Mora's answer is Kina Servant Harba Chochma. So he means the Mora's Maskana is, it's Dafka by Kina Servant Harba Chochma, not by something else. So he wants to get involved in is the question of printers, printing Svar. That's what he deals with at the end. Do I have a right, somebody printed a Sefer, does somebody else have a right to come in and print a competing version of that same Sefer, etc.? And that was why they used to write Haramas. In the Haskamas, they used to write a Cherem and people who would try and take away the business. Because the person would only publish it because he knew he'd be able to recoup his expenses by selling it. Somebody else comes in, not going to publish anymore. So that's where he gets involved in that. Okay, that's the main points of the Tshuva that we want to look at. The points of the Sorum and stuff like that, he spends from now to the end of the Tshuva talks about that. That was right in the Gala Maisa. It seems to me that the tshuva actually was written, the topic of the tshuva really was to address that point. If you go back to the tshuvas for more, that was the issue of the tshuvas for more. Any chance to look at that or not? He brings Aviyosa, we pass on Aviyosa. The case over there was, famous case of the Ramah's case was a case where the Rami Padua printed a Rambam. He printed a Rambam, and another printer decided he teamed up with a goy. Most of the printers were owned by goyim because it wasn't legal for the Jews in Italy to have the printing facilities. So the actual printers were goyim. So this other Yid went to the goy, and then he said, "Let's go print. We'll print the Rambam and sell it for cheaper." So Ramo Paskin, the Shabbos sent to Ramo. Ramo Paskin that they can't do that. And this is actually one of the chuvas, which is one of the main chuvas in regards to intellectual property. Also, is this chuvas the same? Is the same chuvas Ramo? He deals with that type of bialus of what do you own? You own the paper. What are you owning? What is he stealing from me? He's stealing from me basically the system of the diffuse, because they use it, types and everything. So you have to sit there and put every single. Well, I can look at I can buy one set of the Rambam and do the same thing. I don't have to figure out how to set up the pages. It's a tremendous amount of intellectual property there that I did. Right? They said it took you know months and months and months to set up a sefer to be published, especially with the Rambam, with the Kesem Mishnah, with the Magen Mishnah. Picture amount of effort it took to fit that page, make up that page, right? And now the guy's going to go take my work and you know and create the same thing. Of course, it's going to cost him half the price, right? So the remote passage was also.
About it in terms of now, it's using it to do that with computer programs that will sell. I mean, it's getting more easier and easier.
Yeah, 100%. That's why nowadays the publishing of Svarim is, you know, whereas it used to be, they published, you know, X amount of Svarim per year. You know, now you have X amount of Svarim coming out per month or per week. You know, there's hundreds of Svarim coming out.
You can do your own publishing.
Yeah. So, okay, that's the basic points of the Chassam Sofer. Now, the Ramosha bringing the Pesukei Tshuva in Siman Kuf and Vav brings some more argue on this Chassam Sofer in the passage like the Avi Yosef, because that's a tremendous halacha l'maisa the Avi Yosef. Anytime we're passing halacha l'maisa, Pascha l'chayuse is Osir, which is not the passage of the Gemara, because Rav Huna said Pascha l'chayuse and Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua argued Bar Mavua was Mutter. Even though he's pasuk l'chiyusoy, he's pasuk. Basically, has to learn like that. So means the pasuk for starting that would be the psak that it'd be mutter. From the basic pasuk for Huna Yeshua, but there are more pasuk like the Avi Yosef. He says, and the subserver is pasuk halacha ma'isa like the Avi Yosef. And Ramosha, you know, and the other most contemporary poets can go with the Avi Yosef halacha ma'isa. So the case is pasuk l'chiyusoy l'gamri. You can stop him. You can not stop him from doing it. You know what? I don't remember the number. I don't remember the zip code. Where is the zip code? Yeah.
So where it affects it completely.
And Rambam's definition completely is setting a person
under the
limit. Do I have it here?
Even if it's bar of a boy.
Even as a Bar Mavua. Right. But possibly nowadays we say Bar Mavua means like the same people who live in the same neighborhood.
And there's no time when they have to be in the neighborhood.
Oh, 1 second, here I have it over there. It's in Chesh Mishpat Aleph. Simon Lamed Ches. Okay.
There's no amount of time where one would have to be in the Bar Mavua.
No.
Yeah. So how do we define? So we're saying neighborhood is the contemporary Mavoy. So how do we define neighborhood?
No, a little bit up to the dying to the Pascha on that. Figure that out. There's interesting other tshuva. I'm sorry for interesting tshuva. Sometimes talks about it. Let's say a case where the case over there was there was a single man who had the rights to the butcher shop for X amount of years, and now a balabos, a married person, wanted to take it away from him. So he was muksik. So some server says goes to all the tanyas and comes up the ikur psak is like the single guy, but there's a tanya he had that since. In that Medina where they lived, the main taxes were on the Balabatim, not on the single people. So, and the same thing when it comes to the stalker, different responsibility, Cuban in the Kahila, was put on the married people, not on the single people. So he has it done like Yoav Karga, he's done like Yoav Karga. So therefore, the Balabas can take it away from him. So you know, so you have to take those type of cheshbonism into consideration also.